He gasped, then groaned, as his digits were caught in between even teeth, then drawn into a warm cavern, where they were suckled with all the enthusiasm of a newborn babe at its mother's breast.
And then they fucked.
Hello, smut fiends. Tis I, the Marquis du Taint, back to fill your heads with dirty thoughts. I'm here in studio once more with...
The Baroness Beef Curtains.
And...
Princess Jezebel.
And a very special guest who has written his own smut for us.
Hello, I'm Colonel Angus.
I hope that that voice sticks around forever.
Never, never.
Never, never?
At least 15 minutes.
What? What is your smut career, Colonel Angus?
Well...
Give us your CV.
I lost my virginity at negative 3 months old. Ooh. And I've been fucking my way across the continent ever since.
Which continent? Australia?
Pangaea.
Oh, a time traveler then.
Yes.
Good. And you've written a story for us.
Indeed I have.
Wonderful. Well, without any further ado.
No banter.
No banter.
No foreplay.
Unless you have any sexy stories to share.
No.
I don't. I mean, I do, but let's not.
On a scale of 1 to 6.
Yeah. Why?
How well would you rate your last foreplay?
With myself or with other people?
Other people.
Does it count as foreplay if it's with yourself?
No, probably it's not. Just masturbation. Like, at 1 to, I would say a solid 5.5.
Solid 5.5 out of 6.
Oh, he was really good.
He was good. Shout out you. You know who you are, winky face.
Yeah, winky face.
Wasn't me.
No, it would be like a 1.5.
That's so rude.
Wow. Whatever. Calling Taylor out.
Well, you know, you got to know yourself.
I have D's foreplay game. Thank you.
Prove it.
Now?
Yep.
Hit pause.
After the show, ladies. This is why it was always dangerous getting the Countess back in. Baroness, not the Countess.
I was like, have you been demoted?
How dare.
Countess is actually a is higher, higher rank than a Baroness.
Yeah, I don't know as many Countesses.
I could be Countess Cunt.
You could be.
Oh my, we're just jumping in there.
You would need to marry
Viscount
into that.
Vagina.
What about you?
Mm-hmm.
Jezebel.
Mm-mm.
Rate your floor play.
1 to 6.
Oh, I would have to think back many moons ago, but it was like a 2. To be honest.
It was like a 2. Can't really remember.
If I remember correctly, the gentleman in question had stomach pains. And I said, oh no, we don't need to bother if you're having stomach pains. And he was like, no, just get on top, it'll be fine. And I was like,
would that not make that
why would
so
you
much
have,
worse?
Why would you have sex through stomach pains?
Am I right? It was horrible.
Can I ask, like, he's really wanted me. How many times did he fart during that then?
I don't recall.
Like, was it just, you know when you're like, oh, I don't recall. I'm really hungry, but you're actually holding in a fart?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's when you need a butt plug to keep it in.
No,
plug
I feel
it
like
in.
That.
But then wouldn't it like project across the room?
The other side. Yeah. But it can buy you time at least.
I have very little butt plug experience.
Same.
Also, I have a question. Do you count how many times your partner farts during intercourse?
I don't.
Regularly?
1 to 6.
Do you know what? If my partner were farting during intercourse, I would definitely be counting it.
If it was more than once, I'd be like, well, hello.
We're at two. At that point, we're like, okay, we're
one,
at two.
I'm just
now.
Like, oh, yes. Must be the Mexican we had earlier, you know? The small
that
Mexican person.
Is hitting so close to home.
Yeah, right.
Do we count queefs?
No, you can't count queefs because sometimes they're inflicted.
That's right. Actually, all the time they're inflicted.
Cannot a fart also be inflicted?
What do you mean you can't count queefs? I'm sure you can.
You can count them, but
you
I wouldn't count them. That's not like
would
I went away and did something.
If
and
your partners counted them,
I would find it quite funny if there was more than one.
I would because I get really self-conscious and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
If they finished it with 6 queefs, nice job. I'd be like, that's on you, buddy.
6 in
but
40
okay.
minutes, that's a new record.
And they kept a scoreboard next to wherever it is that you were copulating.
Oh, whenever I can't sleep, I lay in bed counting queefs. And it gets me right.
1, 2.
All right, is that enough?
Yeah, that was sufficient banter. Thank you. That's all I wanted.
So gross.
Mm-hmm. You did this to yourselves. Come now, Colonel. Share your tale.
All right. So I intended this to be a bit of a surprise, what the prompt was. So I want to see how long it takes for you guys to
Were you given a prompt, or did you suggest a prompt?
I was given a prompt.
Oh, I see. Yes. I see.
Not by me.
Not by...
Oh.
No, by the Colonel's sister.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Hate that.
Shall I begin?
They're very close.
Please, they won't stop until you start.
Paul leaned in and kissed his tiny daughter on the forehead.
Oh, no.
She was snuggled up in her Disney princess blankets, and she looked cute as a button.
Paul.
Just remember, sweetie, if you have a bad dream, Daddy is just downstairs.
McCartney.
I'm struggling because I find the voice really sexy, but I know I'm going to be scarred for life if that continues.
I told him no...
Nilly nilly les les.
Major, no, I said go for that. I said major, minor, like no
oh, yes.
rape and so no statutory rape.
Is safe.
Yeah. Okay. So all we right. should be okay.
For now.
She's safe.
But I said
I'd father.
As she should be.
Okay.
As any
right.
child
I've got
be.
My glasses ready. I'm ready.
If you have a bad dream, Daddy is just downstairs.
Question. Thank you. Thank you for your story.
Thank you for your time.
Has this podcast ruined the word daddy for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's also ruined everything. There we go. Done.
What about ice cream? We haven't had a bad ice cream story yet.
Yeah. No, but ice cream, butter. Look, there I am.
I haven't cooked on a barbecue since the 50 Shades of Grey.
What if the barbecue stories. Really wants you to? Like, that's what we learned from
that. I've yet to meet the right
like,
barbecue.
Barbecues really appreciate being used like that.
I saw a super cute Tigger meme the other day and I couldn't appreciate it. I was like, you're a filthy pervert.
Yeah, you did that.
I actually think
that I heard a Tigger song the other day and I was like, you're nasty.
You nasty. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Thank you, Colonel.
I'm getting ready.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. I shall rest easy with this knowledge. The wee babe replied. Mm. Paul switched off the light and lingered in the doorway
Ooh.
For just a moment, brimming with pride. Things hadn't been easy since Lorna passed away, but he'd found himself slowly adjusting to life as a single parent. Good night, Possum, Paul called out before softly heading downstairs. He called out softly before heading downstairs.
Paul?
Okay, so I've Googled it. Lorna Paul is a professor at the University of Glasgow, works in life sciences.
You said Lorna.
Is that who we're referring to?
No, I think we're fixating on the wrong thing.
You said Lorna, I heard Lana and thought Archer. I'm like, no, her name
no,
is Lana.
No, her name's Lana.
Lorna, okay.
Lorna's character on Orange is the New Black.
No,
but her husband's name isn't Paul.
Shush now.
Don't shush me.
As he reached the ground level of the house, he passed by the kitchen. Suddenly, memories of the previous day flashed before his eyes. He remembered the wonderful visit to the park, eating hot chips on the beach,
Yum.
Teaching his daughter how to fly a kite. But most strongly, he remembered the two of them eating lollies together in that very same kitchen. It felt like a moment of well-mannered naughtiness.
This is not what? Don't Drop the Dinosaur, Daddy, is it?
Is it? Is it? Okay, so this is a very niche reference for only our Australian listeners.
What? Okay. I'm so uncomfortable.
All natural confectionery company advertisement for
like
dinosaur
early
candies.
Early 2000s.
The two of them cracked open a packet of lollies, even though they'd already had ice cream earlier in the day. Paul preferred chocolate generally, but Lorna had always carried a fondness for jelly snakes, a fondness that their daughter had clearly inherited.
Oh no.
Just then, Paul heard a rustling coming from the kitchen bench. He whipped around, adrenaline levels already spiking.
Please tell me he sleeps with the dinosaur. Please tell me he sleeps with the dinosaur.
Hello? He called out, ready to tangle with any would-be intruder. There was only silence in response. Maybe it was a little mouse, he wondered aloud.
Probably a little mouse. No need to worry.
He stepped into the kitchen, still alert for signs of danger, his meaty fists balled into mallets of masculine destruction.
Yes, masculine destruction.
As opposed to what? Like feminine destruction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very different.
Feminine style. Destruction is nails. Masculine destruction is fists.
Meaty balls.
Ugh.
Do you want to fight about that or...?
I don't want to fight about anything, so...
Small win.
It was dark, eerily so. Paul switched on the light.
I'm sorry. I hope we get to where we're going soon. I just need to know what the difference between regular dark and eerie dark is.
Regular dark.
Well,
what, when someone says eerie dark, what do you imagine?
Eerie dark is when you've already heard something that you're scared of and it's dark.
Or there's like no natural, like even when you turn the lights out, there's still light coming from like street lights or like a moon. Actually, whereas eerie darkness is like full darkness.
There was a blackout.
Where there should be light.
The blackout near my house the other day and I drove through it. I was creepy. Like, hang on a second. There is absolutely no light here.
I was trying to do Twilight Zone, but I think I accidentally did the witch from Wizard of Oz.
Da, 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 da,
yeah.
Da, da. No, you didn't.
My bad.
Please continue with eerie darkness.
Well, it is now broken because Paul switched on the light.
Yeah, he did. Like a
but
man.
But it flickered ominously.
With those meaty fists.
Refusing to bathe the room in its comforting glow.
Oh.
Oh, got to change that bulb soon, Paul thought to himself.
Fucking Paul.
Just as it switched on, Paul heard another rustling. And for a moment, he thought he saw a strange flash of color down near the base of the kitchen bench. The mouse hypothesis seemed to grow more likely.
What would you rather it be, an intruder or a mouse? Because I think I'd rather it be an intruder.
Why?
Why?
Do you know that you're in the context of a smutty story?
I do.
Okay,
aware
yes,
of that?
Like,
you have...
Like, I'm aware. Like, I'd still rather it be an intruder.
No, that's what I mean. Like, you can have sex with an intruder. I would not approve of you having sex
Who's
with a mouse.
Who's having sex with an intruder?
If you know that you're in a smutty story...
If that's like, you know the pepperoni pizza is just...
Yeah.
For the... Yeah, okay. Mm,
mm. You know the pizza box has a hole in the bottom of it.
Yum. That's popcorn, but yum. Popcorn. I mean, what? No, it's not. It's nothing.
I think it works on both.
I guess in
levels.
The pizza box, it goes like in the side.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, the join bit. It goes in the... Yeah.
It would be very obvious. Very obvious if you took a pizza into the movies and the lid is just ajar by like 4 inches.
Or you get hard and it's like...
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Popcorn, you're covered.
Popcorn is good. All right, I like that.
Then you run into like salt going in.
Yeah, I put Maltesers in
my
popcorn too.
I mean, again, that's just not my problem. That's the problem of whoever has decided to
I
put
feel
their
the problem
with
the pizza is definitely the heat
in
factor.
A box.
That and I kind of want pizza more than I want the dick at the time. Like, if you give me a hot pizza,
the good
or
thing about it, you can have the pizza and the dick.
I'm full. I'm full of carbs.
You're not actually
dick
consuming
pizza, dick
the
pizza.
Dick. Right?
Yeah.
You don't
well,
like chew
pee
it
dick
off.
Pizza. Either way, regardless, to be completely honest, either way, it's going either in my mouth or somewhere relatively close to
okay.
If I jiggle it, it's going to hurt.
You assume it.
So now,
okay,
no.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
No. So now, now we know that on Before Sexy Times with Julie,
okay.
No carbs.
Don't fill me with carbs. Like, give me a salad, you know? I'm not as young as I used to be.
But no,
salad's not sexy though.
No eggplant in the salad.
Name a sexy salad.
Eggplant.
A goddess salad.
Yes. Waldorf.
Actually, I do love Waldorf salad. Okay, moving on.
Paul tiptoed around the corner of the kitchen island, unsure of what would greet him. The fact is, crouched in the shadows was a creature that Paul would never forget the sight of for the rest of his days. It was roughly a meter tall and bore a striking resemblance to the Ankylosaurus of the Cretaceous period. However,
sexy.
Its skin seemed to be made of transparent jelly-like substance, and its facial features had a rather cartoonish look to them.
Oh, no.
While Paul struggled to grasp exactly what he was looking at, a part of him instantly recognized that this creature was undoubtedly quite beautiful.
Was that part his penis?
And soul.
Well, they're usually interconnected.
Yeah, some people are turned on by souls, okay?
What?
Huh?
Turned on by what?
Huh?
Souls.
Like in
feet.
In oh,
yeah, feet.
Paul stared agape at the jelly dinosaur, and it blinked back at him sheepishly.
Did it make like a ping ping sound when he blinked?
Neither moved. Then, with a soft voice that sounded quite peaceful, the dinosaur spoke. "Sorry for startling you. I must be dreaming," Paul began. Jelly dinosaurs don't speak.
Yeah, nor speak English, nor exist.
What do they speak then?
They like make vocalizations.
Dinosaurs or jelly dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs.
Okay.
Can you do a dinosaur?
Oh, Jesus, that was really good.
Would you like me to do a jelly dinosaur?
Yes.
Sounds like this.
I swear to God, I thought you were about to say eat my pussy.
Okay.
I beg your pardon?
I thought that's what she
I
was going to say.
I think you might be projecting there because deep down you want to eat my
yeah,
pussy.
Yeah, we knew it. We knew
no,
you,
absolutely
you
not.
Like babes this whole time.
He loves the babes.
Babes?
Girls. He loves the sex and the babes.
And the babes.
And boy, does he love eating pussy.
The pussy.
And if you know
titties.
What he really loves? You know when he just like really gets there? To get him over the line, you go, "Oh, thank you, daddy." And he's just...
No.
I don't think I've ever been less...
Control Z,
less
Control Z!
...in my entire life.
Thank you,
inverted.
Father.
Please continue.
You're not dreaming, Paul. You're special, the dinosaur assured him.
I hate this.
The dinosaur seemed to grow more confident and walked over to Paul, looking up at him with big, dishy, fuck me eyes. It rubbed
big
itself between
dishy.
His legs.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like carved out, like a dish.
Yeah.
No, it's just like when you intensely look at someone and you're like, it's time.
Zane's never intensely looked at anyone.
True. I don't know. I feel like he has.
Dishy eyes?
Yeah.
I've never heard
you,
that term
did you
before.
Realize you're saying this to the writer? Like, be careful.
No, I can
no,
take
I
it.
Just want to, I want to, like, this is why I'm asking, like, what does dishy mean?
Carved it's out.
Like big. Big.
So like your pupils
like
are like fully dilated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to show you fully dilated or?
Can you do that on command?
Yeah.
Do it.
Like 10 Shut centimeters?
Oh, wait, yes, I can.
Wow. Puts on sunglasses like a cheetah.
Oh, that was uncomfortable. Should not have done that.
Mildly impressive.
Regrets.
The dinosaur rubbed itself between his legs, wrapping its tail around his foot.
Oh, yeah, getting hot.
Paul noticed a sticky film of jelly remains where the little guy had touched him. It smelled so sweet and delicious. What am I going to do with you, Paul teased. You'd better do something quick, you filthy little boy. The dinosaur quipped
back.
Oh,
my.
This escalated real quick.
Yeah, he was like, oh my god, an intruder. Oh, a giant jelly dinosaur?
Let's fuck.
But like, you gotta get on board at some point, and he's on board early, so exactly. He's only gonna enjoy himself from here on in.
Paul leaned down and kissed the dinosaur. He felt its lime-flavored tongue snaking around in his mouth.
Oh, of all flavors.
Paul grabbed a handful of the soft jelly flesh and pulled the slutty dinosaur tight against his dad bod.
Okay, question.
I'm gonna put these on.
I want to know, conceivably, in the real world, you walk into the kitchen, you find a slutty jelly dinosaur.
I'm on board already.
And the jelly dinosaur wants one thing,
yeah.
And that thing is sex with you.
Yeah, great.
How long do you think he would resist?
Not at all.
If he wanted me, I don't resist anybody.
If
he wants me.
Like, if a jelly dinosaur is... in my kitchen, impressive. Like, it's all impressive. I would just be so impressed. I'd be like, yes, of course I will have sex with you, jelly dinosaur.
I'm stripping straight away.
Like, I might not have clothes on now. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Interesting. This is interesting.
Like, it's not this has like, been enlightening.
Okay. It's not like it's like a falafel kebab, you know? If a falafel kebab animated itself and was like, fuck me in my kitchen, I'd be like, oh, damn.
One of the
it's just all cars, isn't it?
Not that, it's just like it's garlicky and it's like it's got a lot to it. Where a jelly dinosaur, it's just it's all
yeah,
there,
yeah, but what about one of the M&M mascots?
Oh yeah. If they want me, they can have me.
The green one? Holy shit.
I would take
she's
the,
so hot.
I would take the green one. I would easily, happily take the peanut M&M.
The yellow one?
He's stupid, but I feel like he's got good throwdown.
I reckon he's got a big ass dick.
Oh. Any other confectionery mascots that you want to have sex with? I didn't know that this was a genre. Thank you for enlightening me.
I didn't know either, but apparently I'm... Oh, that makes sense that I'm turned on by a lot of confectionery.
What are some other mascots?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
If a Butterfinger came at me, I'd be like, you've got it in the name. Let's go.
What about the fisherman's friend? Fisherman.
That'd be spicy. Yeah, I'd take it.
I take it.
That would be painful, wouldn't
throw
it?
Throw down on the docks?
Yeah, but that's fine. Like, it's a minty afterglow.
He would like, kick the door open of your little shanty house.
Yeah.
And he'd be covered in seawater,
yeah,
fish
but
guts.
He would still be like... impressively like white or green and like hey,
and he's like ripped as fuck.
Oh, he's ripped. Yeah.
Okay, well, I learned some few things, so thank you. Continue.
Thank you. They rolled around on the floor together, kissing and clutching each other with a passion Paul hadn't felt since his wife was still alive.
Oh god, that's awkward.
Yes. Also, who thinks about that? They're like lying there and they're just like, yeah, wow, I haven't experienced this since, my dead wife.
I would
that.
Assume probably a few people that have been through that trauma.
Yeah, wait,
but in the
wait
middle of the act, probably.
Yeah,
wait till it's done.
They'd be like seeds of guilt constantly.
Definitely. All
right. Well, I'm sorry if that's something you're going through,
I
and
did
I support
my research,
you and your
I'll
sexuality.
Did you kill your wife?
Look, it's
God
for the,
damn
it's for
it
the
again.
Podcast. You know?
And then make a giant gummy dinosaur?
Oh, shit.
I know what I want for my birthday.
Ew. Do you know how much gelatin has to go into those things?
At least 17,000 horses worth.
Do you know what gelatin's made up of?
Make it happen.
Squished horses.
Just
that's
horses.
That's fine. As long as the horse isn't going to waste. Probably ex-race horses.
Oh, and that's where they wanted to end up, in your stomach/vagina. No.
Well, it's many people's goals.
This feels so wrong, Paul moaned as the dinosaur kissed its way down his neck. You need this, Paul. You deserve this, the dinosaur reassured him.
You deserve this, Paul.
Paul shuddered with bliss.
This sounds like someone's done ecstasy and LSD at the same time and is just kind of like rolling around in their kitchen floor and just riding
it out. I love it though. I love it. I love it.
That cocktail is called the Jelly Dinosaur. Paul shuddered with bliss as the dinosaur took his big old dick in its soft, sticky mouth. He ran a finger through the sticky trail the dinosaur had left all over his chest and tasted the slimy goo.
Okay, at this point, I'm out.
I'm so on board.
It's sticky everywhere. I'm down. I'm ready. Gross.
It is sticky everywhere. It's going to be sticky everywhere. Yeah, exactly. It might as well taste like lime.
Yeah.
Just like the idea of being covered with sticky jelly just like everywhere that I've been kissed is that's so gross.
Sticky sugar is like a whole other level of sticky.
You can have a shower. It's not been banned.
It's I would say it's less sticky than cum.
You have to live.
I would agree.
Also, you're not being covered head to toe in cum.
Who said?
I disagree.
The laws of physics.
A couple times, it gets airway, let me tell you.
You don't know troubles till you've had it in your eyebrows.
Oh my God.
What makes you think I haven't had it in my eyebrows?
Have you had it in your eyebrows?
Yes.
It's the worst.
The worst is when it's in your eyes.
Yeah. That
okay, well, don't
get your hair.
I can't control that, obviously, or it would not be my eyebrows to start with.
Jesus.
Do you think anyone out there likes it in the eyebrows?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Someone.
If this podcast has taught me anything, it's everything.
You know what? I would bet that there is at least one person listening to this right now that loves to get cum in their facial hair
and
pull
you?
It out.
Ew.
Ew! I could see how that could be a thing. Mm. Like, everyone has their favorite spot everyone to have cum, right?
Sure.
Yeah, titties.
Let's go around favorite spots.
I like
spots.
It like just on like on the, yeah, the lower back.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Favorite cum region?
I mean, not on me.
Okay, great.
Between the toes.
What is wrong with you?
Please continue.
He tasted the slimy goo. It was wonderful. Such a natural lime flavor.
Natural confection.
No hint of artificial coloring or flavor.
Wait.
And 99% fat free.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for advertising on our podcast.
If they want to sponsor us, that's fine.
I don't think that this is what they want.
Don't know that for sure.
Did at any point you say that it was green? Did I just block that?
Lime.
Because at the time I've been imagining like a pink dinosaur.
Nope. Lime
flavored, but it doesn't have to be green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's rude. Of course it has to be green.
Somehow this knowledge helped to put Paul even more at ease and his desires were inflamed even further.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Stop sucking, you little minx. I need to fuck you, Paul commanded.
Oh, I'm so keen to find out where.
The dinosaur happily obliged and positioned itself on top of him, ready to fuck like crazy.
Yes.
Should I get a condom? Paul asked.
We don't want any half jelly dinosaur baby.
I don't know if what's her face is ready for a little dinosaur sibling yet.
Though, to be fair, you might catch diseases from a slutty jelly dinosaur.
What? You're the only one that's decided it's slutty.
It was described as slutty.
If you open a packet of dinosaurs and if you're the only one to have opened it, maybe
it's clean.
Maybe it's clean but slutty. When I was a virgin, I was clean but slutty.
If you put it in a party bowl, that's when the trouble begins.
This dinosaur was on the floor.
Oh shit!
So
she had some fun with like rodents and stuff before. That's fine.
Also, very well educated by listening to our podcast. I believe it's been referred to as feminine. Or just,
I just jelly dinosaur is my description.
It's pretty neutral at the moment.
Because I was picturing a man. See, you bloody.
I was just picturing a dinosaur.
Straight people.
That's what you want. You want to be able to project your own
gender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to project my own hole. I'm just waiting to find out if it's described where the hole is.
Oh, you nasty.
Well, shall we find out?
Please.
Should I get a condom? No need, baby. Fill me up with that natural confection. The dinosaur grunted, taking Paul's cock right to the hilt. Paul started to just slam the shit out of this little green ankylosaurus, and he could sense they were both approaching the final threshold. Paul contained himself for a moment and lifted the dinosaur up on the kitchen bench, propping its stumpy legs over his shoulders. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, Paul, I think I'm going to come, the dinosaur moaned. Oh, shit, Paul cried. Just then, they heard the pitter-patter of little feet coming down the stairs.
Oh, no! Oh, no, I know what's going to happen! No!
Paul turned to see his daughter, rubbing the sleep from her eyes and holding her teddy bear in one hand. He froze in shock. The dinosaur looked over in horror. The little girl slowly took in the scene before her and realized what was going on.
Oh my god, I know where this is going and I'm so happy with
it. No, that was me 10 seconds ago in fear.
No, I'm so happy where this is going now. No.
Do you guys want to say the line at the same time?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be a part of this.
All right, use it. Authors.
You guys can go together.
Don't fuck the dinosaur, Daddy, she cried out. Paul turned back to the dinosaur. They gazed deep into each other's eyes. A silent message was communicated. Paul turned back to his daughter with a look of determination. She understood instinctively. Fuck it!
Oh, that shit.
Is perfection.
Yes. Yeah, congratulations. Mm. Yes. I enjoyed that a lot. It's a very illuminating.
Yeah, I feel like you learnt more than anyone.
Definitely did.
Yep. I didn't know I needed that story until today.
You know? I feel good about it.
I'm so happy with that story. No one got hurt. Everyone had happy times. The daughter was like,
daughter, that's going to be...
She's clearly okay with it. She's clearly seen her dad fuck other things before.
It all came together.
That's not how that's meant to go.
Don't fuck the dinosaur, Daddy.
He's your suck.
Don't fuck the butter, Daddy.
Don't fuck the butter, Daddy. Don't fuck the banana skin, Daddy. Actually, do. That's fine.
That would feel good, I would imagine.
Yeah, you warm it up a little bit.
Which are outside or inside?
Or you eat the banana.
No, duh. But like, do you use the inside part of the skin or the outside
the
rubbery
slimy
bit?
The slimy bit. Why would you use the rubbery bit?
Well, when it's warm, I would imagine that feels
I'm
quite
not
nice.
Saying I'm fucking myself. This is a male thing.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Way.
I'm just
I love
curious.
That the two women at the table are having just this
curious,
conversation.
Just curious.
With each other.
I like to explore.
Banana peel has that weird kind of like dry, chafy.
But
thing.
It's very warmed. Good for your skin.
Yeah, it is really good for your skin.
Really good. Like, my.
For your penis skin?
Yeah, why not?
Skin okay. is skin.
It's great for my penis skin. My grandmother used banana skins.
Whoa.
She used to rub the skin on her arm and she's got like no wrinkles on her arms.
Cool.
Mm, magic.
Just her arms?
What is a great, what is a Baroness grandmother refer to as?
I mean, there are other parts that are visible of a grandmother appropriately that you could see, like her neck or perhaps
her neck does. Her leg
pussy
doesn't
and
have...
her crack. Mm.
I mean, that's less appropriate.
I haven't seen much of that.
Her pussy.
Actually,
and
any
her
of it.
Her back?
Not her back either.
Her pussy? Her crack?
Nope. Mm. No.
Okay. If you want to support the horror that is this podcast, you can by going to peggingtoys.com.
Yeah, you can. Oh, guys. Oh, okay. So in a bit of preparation for our guest, we went on the peggingtoys.com, just like showed the sponsors. Guess what I found?
What
they have
find?
A lovely article called Pegging in the Time of COVID-19.
Oh, that's nice.
So if you need to know how to go about pegging during a pandemic, they've got a whole article on there for you.
Probably
go
just reiterating the sterilization and
props.
Yeah, cleaning
I didn't
things,
read it.
Yeah.
Put a mask pegging. On your strap on.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
a little
it's
mini
best,
mask.
In case
yeah.
it coughs. Yeah.
A mini one, yeah.
If you use our code BATESAFE, BATESAFE at checkout, you will get a discount. And, you know, They're good people. They'll keep it your secrets.
Yeah,
now.
Probably.
No, they will. Don't say that ominously.
Can you imagine if they didn't? Oh, never mind.
Thank you very much for your story, Colonel Angus.
Thank you.
I've been the Marquis Duchesne here with...
The Baroness Beef Curtains.
And...
Princess Jezebel.
And we'll be back same time next week with more smut.
Hello, my name is Serena. I have just started a new podcast called Love Stranger. It's all about interactions with strangers, random passings, ways that people have affected people drastically. We talk about everything from guardian angels to people who were just really, really kind to people who were just absolutely kind of nuts. It's a great time. You get to hear some really beautiful stories, some really heartwarming ones, some really what the fuck ones. So please join me then. They'll be releasing every Friday and I hope to see you then, except I won't see you because it's a podcast. It's a podcast. It's a podcast.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.